Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to begin a new series of studies which we are going to entitle Character Studies of Bible Heroes. And we're going to consider in this short series of studies, four broadcasts, Moses, David, Elijah, and Paul. Now, the reason that we have chosen these four men is because they had a common experience, which we will explore later in the broadcast. But today, we wish to consider Moses particularly. Now, Moses had a most unusual birth. The children of Israel had been held captive in Egypt for four centuries. They grew into a mighty nation there, and Pharaoh was afraid that they were getting too strong for the Egyptians. And so they were indeed kept there as slaves. And Pharaoh, in order to keep them from multiplying anymore, told the midwives that took care of the pregnant mothers that are about to give birth, he told them, kill the male children. But the midwives wouldn't do it. So he said to the people of Israel, throw your sons into the Nile River. Well, now Amram and Jochebed, the parents of Moses, threw him into the river when he was 3 months old, but they put him into an ark, a little boat, and they took him down to the river where the daughter of Pharaoh came to bathe, and they put him among the flags or the growth along the side of the river. All right. She came down, Pharaoh's daughter and her attendants came down and to bathe, and they saw this little ark in which Moses was contained, and she had one of her ladies go get it and bring it to her and see what was in there. And they lifted it, and there was a darling baby boy, and he broke out into sobs, and he touched the heart of that daughter of Pharaoh. And she just fell in love with that little boy. Now, Moses' parents had placed Moses' older sister, just a few years older, there to see what would become of Moses. And she seized upon this opportunity. She says, shall I go call a nursing mother of the children of Israel to help raise this boy up for you? And Pharaoh's daughter says, go. And so she went and got the child's own mother and brought the child's mother to Pharaoh's daughter. And Pharaoh's daughter said, now, you raise this child up for me and I'll give you your wages. And there she was, the mother of Moses, paid to raise her own child. Well, she took him and nursed him. Of course, she was nursing him before he ever went into that little ark. But she took him and nursed him and raised him up until it was possible for him to go into the court of Pharaoh. And there he grew up. He was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians, and oh my, they were a well-taught nation in those days. Well-taught nation. Now, Moses was really the crown prince of Egypt. But Moses had been raised at his mother's knee, and his mother told him all about the true God. Not the gods of Egypt, the true God. And Moses was there listening to his mother growing up at his knee. And here again, we've got to remember, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Moses' mother did not realize she was raising one of the greatest leaders of the children of Israel. Well, Moses never forgot what his mother told him, even after he went to the courts of Egypt. And one day, Moses saw two men fighting, an Egyptian and one of the children of Israel, and the Egyptian was abusing the children of Israel, the child of Israel. And Moses was angered. He was an Israelite, and he knew it, even though he was the crown prince of Egypt. And he killed the man. And the next day, two Israelites were struggling together. And Moses tried to bring them to an agreement when one of them said, "Who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian?" Oh, Moses was frightened. He knew that the word was out that he had killed an Egyptian, so he fled from Egypt. He didn't tell anybody where he was going. He went to the land of Midian. And he saw the priest of Midian, and the priest of Midian took pity on him and gave him a job taking care of his sheep. Now, Moses was 40 years old when he fled from Egypt. And here he was now in the land of Midian, keeping sheep, the crown prince of Egypt. Now, I don't know whether the prince of Midian ever knew what Moses really was. He just took pity on him, and he gave him a job. Moses worked for him for 40 years. He gave him his daughter, Zipporah, and Moses had children by her. And finally, one day when Moses was out in the field keeping the sheep, and God is putting him through a period of training there when he's keeping sheep, God's great rulers have been shepherds. Moses was a shepherd, 40 years at it. David was a shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ was a shepherd. He says, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way." So God had him on the backside of the desert, so to speak, clear away from Egypt, training him up for the work he wanted him to do. Now Moses was out one day, and he saw a fire, a bush that was on fire. He thought it was on fire. There was fire coming out of the bush, but he went over to see it, and the bush didn't burn. It just remained in its original state. Now, when he was just about to turn, he heard a voice, and it was the voice of the Lord. And he says, "Take your shoes off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground." And Moses did so immediately. God was speaking to Moses personally. God told him, he says, "I know what the children of Israel have gone through in Egypt." And he says, "Now I'm going to send you back to them to deliver them out of the land of Egypt." Moses was shocked. Moses began to make excuses. He says, "I am not eloquent in speech." And he says, I'm afraid to go." And the Lord said to him on that occasion, he says, "What have you got in your hand?" Well, Moses had a staff, a shepherd's staff in his hand. The Lord said, "Throw it down on the ground." And he threw it down on the ground, and it became a snake. And it took after Moses. And now the Lord says, "Reach around and get the tail of the snake and take it up." And it became his staff again. Then he says, "Now put your hand in your chest and bring it out." And it was leprous. And he said, "Now put it in your chest again and take it out." And it was normal. Now, God gave those powers to Moses. And Moses sought out Aaron. God says, "Get Aaron to help you. He can speak for me." Well, they got together and they went through to Pharaoh. He would not let the children of Israel go out of Egypt. God said, "You better let them go, and I'm going to show you what I can do." So they started doing miracles. But after each miracle, and some of those miracles were indeed horrendous in their effect upon Egypt, the trees burned up, and other things happened. Darkness invaded the land. All kinds of miracles. And finally, God says, "I'm going to try one more miracle by Moses. I am going to pass through the land of Egypt on a certain night, and all the firstborn of Egypt are going to die." But you know, the Lord gave Moses and Aaron instructions for the children of Israel that they were to take a little lamb, and they were to slay that lamb and catch the blood in a basin, and they were to bring their children all into their houses at night and not go outside till morning. And they took the blood and sprinkled it on the doorposts and on the lintel. And God says, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." That's a beautiful picture of the sacrifice of Christ that was died on the cross. And when we sprinkle the blood, when we apply it, When we appropriate it as ourselves, the destroying angel will never wreak the judgment of God upon us. We are free from the judgment. What a beautiful, beautiful picture the Passover feast really is. Well, finally, the destroying angel came through, and Pharaoh and Egypt was distraught. They couldn't do a thing, and Pharaoh sent him a message: get out of Egypt as fast as you can. And Moses headed for the Red Sea, and they went out there. And then after a few days, Pharaoh came after him with his army, after they'd buried their dead, and he came after him with his army. But Moses went through the Red Sea, and of course the children of Egypt, or the Egyptians rather, were killed when the waters of the sea came together. Now he led them to the Promised Land. After 40 more years, he led them to the Promised Land, and then Moses died. He was the greatest leader. He had received the law on Mount Sinai before they began the wilderness journey, and he was a judge over the children of Israel. And then the Lord appointed later 70 men to help him in this task. But Moses was a great leader. He was greatly revered in the time of the New Testament. Moses was justified by the Lord for what he did as a leader. And he wrote the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. And the Lord Jesus quotes from those books, and he attributes what he has read from the Scripture to Moses. He was the greatest writer of all the Scripture. And oh, Moses was a wonderful, wonderful man. Let's see the secret of his power. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, we read, "By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. By faith he forsook Egypt. Through faith he kept the Passover, the sprinkling of the blood, lest there might be destroyed, that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land." Now Moses is spoken of by the Lord so many times in the New Testament. And he authored the Pentateuch, as we've already said. And Moses had the distinction of being the only man that the Lord ever buried. And certainly Moses was a hero. And this character study, we will further amplify it as we continue the broadcast. Our Father, we do thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus for all that you have indeed come to show us through godly men who have lived in biblical times. Help us to learn our lesson. We pray in Christ's name, giving thanks. Amen. Thank you.